I am David McMaster, and it is my deepest, deepest pleasure to welcome all of Chambra to this magical, powerful gathering here at our community center in Louisville, Colorado. So Chambra here in the studio and Chambra out there, welcome. And welcome to Shoud number 8 of the Walk on the Powerless Life. And let's take a breath with that. Ah, and for me, Shoud 8 has a special resonance. And part of it is that I've, for eons, I've had this infinity with infinity. I love the loop, the infinity loop on 8. So I kind of get a chill that this is going to be a special time together. And we can see what contrast we have in the world. I mean, it's unbelievable. And we've had, of course, renewed terror attacks. This last month in America, there's a big thing with high school and college sports called March Madness. And now March Madness, of course, has also expanded into our political scene here in America. And truly, it's crazy town, huh? Crazy town. And it's so crazy. In fact, there was a thing in the news I just wanted to share with Chambra. They actually have signed, 35,000 people have signed a petition to allow the participants at the GOP convention to carry firearms. Now, can you imagine, huh? I can't even comprehend someone coming up with that idea, let alone wanting to sign. Yeah. Yeah. So we have this contrast. We have the year of the living masters, and we have disruption. Boom. And we're seeing it and feeling it every day. Yes, Eminem. Now, the good news is, because of all this change we're going through, we're also at the Crimson Circle and the Chambra, and it's the planet, going through this huge quantum change, this quantum shift. And St. Germain of Damas, I talked about that extensively on the 14th of February. But part of that change is going to be here in our studio. So let's welcome Jeff and Linda down and find out more about it, huh? Come on down. Yeah.
Woo.
Thank you.
Good time.
Good to be with you.
Thank you, David.
Now, David, there needs to be an update that got all over the internet that they were going to think about letting the Republicans have guns at their convention, which we know is a total disaster, crazy, insane thing anyways. And finally, there is a higher authority that said, you guys are nuts. You can't have any guns.
Who is the higher authority?
I think it's the people that own the building.
Oh.
And they have that right for security reasons.
Boy, are they smart.
Yeah.
Oh.
Doesn't that make sense? A bunch of nut jobs have guns at the same... Whoa.
You know, we're off to kind of a weird start here today.
Yeah, apparently.
For those of you on the internet who are just tuning in, thank you for being here on this
thank
amazing
you.
Day. But before, you know, we've been doing this, I don't know, 12 years or whatever, and Linda and I forgot how to start the show.
Because you changed it.
I did. We talked to the audience a little bit before we started, and then I forgot when Linda and I were sitting up here in the chairs and the music was playing, and I'm thinking, gosh,
all of a sudden there's people back going, get off the stage!
Get out of here, leave, crap.
Like,
say what?
Whoa, this is going to be a long day.
And David was just sitting there like, whoa. I thought, oh, God, yeah, so... And then we were talking about politics. Not a good way to start out, but that's life. Anyway, thank you for being here. It's a beautiful, beautiful day in Colorado, what they call a Chamber of Commerce Day. The weather is just amazing.
Chamber of Commerce Day?
Yeah, that's when the Chamber of Commerce, you know, gets out, and that's when they take pictures of their town and the businesses and the houses and that, and they say, you know, this is what Louisville is like. 3 days out of the year. So, no.
Technically, it's also Recognize Autism Day.
It is.
It absolutely
is. I did not know that.
I don't know why they would do it on a Saturday, because nobody watches the news on Saturday except me.
Anyway, we're glad you're here. We've got a lot to talk about today. So let's start out by welcoming those who are online. How about a big shout out from everybody here to everybody online, this camera, I think, over here.
Woo!
Ow! Ow! Woo!
And Dave, when you get a chance, could you get a picture of our beautiful audience? We were looking for some shots and realized that we don't have any without, not so many without the red curtains.
Yeah.
And it is
kind of
an animated sweet group. And when he's taking your picture, would you just like close your mouth and smile?
How do you close your mouth and smile?
Are not the best.
I'll do one now because when I take them and they don't know, you don't want to see some of those shots.
Right. They cut those shots out. He's going to say, he's going to take your picture now. Okay, no matter what, give yourself a slap.
Yeah.
Like you're really happy to be here. Come on. Some of you are sitting there. This isn't National Constipation Day.
This looks like minimal happy to me.
Yeah,
very
this looks like
low-key happy.
This looks like, we'll wait to see what Adamus says today. Then we'll tell you for a smile.
Yeah, boy, that studio energy is just fabulous. Yeah. It's just buzzing.
Anyway, I noticed a lot of new people, a lot of people from out of state that's here. So, Linda, do you have the names?
I did, and I put it down and lost it as fast as Michelle handed it to
me.
Okay. So, with that, Michelle's going to be kind and give a copy of it to me. We do have a few people.
I told you, we're really off today.
Thank you, Michelle.
I mean, but that's okay. Yeah, I noticed.
Well, you know, when something goes a little tweak, it takes, you know, you got to go back and get your tires balanced. And
yeah.
Okay, so from Washington, D.C., Christina, where are you? There, very good. Nice that you could be with us.
Welcome.
We have Eric from France.
Eric.
Yeah, welcome.
Bonjour. Yeah. Comment allez-vous? Yeah, oui.
Now, this gets confusing.
I'm channeling already.
Yeah. Kate's on the list, but I think she's already a local. Yeah. Thank you, Kate.
Converted over.
And Aaron is here, but it says he's from Iowa, but the last I heard, he's living in Arizona. Which is it, Aaron?
Both. Iowa, Arizona.
Welcome. Yeah. It's good to see you.
Good red states, both of them.
Glad you're feeling better. Tanya from Dallas. Where are you, Tanya?
Hi, Tanya. Welcome, Tanya. Welcome.
And Lauren doesn't count anymore. She's a local. Yeah, she's a local.
You brought somebody. Okay.
Where are you from, ma'am?
Washington State.
Wonderful.
Wow, that's beautiful up there. Wow.
Maureen. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. Wonderful.
Good to have you here.
Thank you for being here. That's it.
Okay.
Or you didn't tell us or you lied.
Anybody else here from out of state that we haven't introduced? Oh, well, Larry, I don't know. Larry is up in, he's up in Oregon now, but he's here visiting.
What does your driver's license say?
California. Okay. Welcome, Larry from California.
Maybe that's it. You have to be from where your driver's license is.
Yeah, where your driver's license. Yeah.
And
go ahead.
There's a bunch of new people here, and if you have the guts and the tenacity to admit you're new to the Crimson Circle,
first time in the studio.
Please stand up.
Sweet.
Thank you.
Sweet. Nice.
First time.
Wow.
You'll find that this is a very friendly group, but as I have to remind you, please be nice to these new people, but just don't get between them, their chocolate, or their wine.
And you'll notice that we do have Knight's Chocolate direct from Kelowna, British Columbia, Canada, here, over there. Is there any left, Michelle? It was really huge. I mean, I had to carry that back.
Oh, it's like 2 kilos.
Yeah.
Did you get stopped?
I got stopped in customs. What's that? And I said, it's a chocolate bar. You're going to eat that all yourself? I said, no, I'm bringing it from my friends at our cult meeting. Okay, you go ahead. No problem.
He actually says stuff like that. It's kind of scary. It's like you go through customs by yourself. Yeah.
She will not go through customs with me anymore. No. She's in the other line, you know, about as far away as you get. Yeah. She goes right through. They've got me. And they actually pulled me out of line going into Canada. Because they asked what I did, and I said, I'm a channeler. Okay, you go over there to that box.
He's like, Jesus Christ, you mean you're a channeler? No, I mean Jesus Christ is the Bible. And you are saying that you don't do that, you're the channeler?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It gets very ugly right away.
Yeah, they pulled me out of line and the guy came over and started asking all sorts of questions. And it's like, what's a channeler? And I said, well, I talk to angels.
Like,
and he's like, you tell you, Linda's like waving goodbye. So I walk by the window, Linda.
It's either that or they want to know why you have two cartons of cigarettes.
Yeah, and I got the guy so energetically discombobulated. I'm not intentionally, but just sitting there in this little booth. And he's finally kind of falling asleep. And kind of like you guys do during the show.
He talks to them. He says, just keeps talking until they say,
leave, go away. Yeah.
Just go away.
They actually do. They say, okay, just, but don't come back to Canada.
We're not really exaggerating much.
Okay, since our last gathering, it's been a long month. A good month, but a long month.
Fine,
and we always
yeah.
do a little review of the last show just to bring us up to speed, just so we remember what we did last time. Gene puts together the little video recap. You can also see this on YouTube, but we're going to see it right now here in the studio. So let's hit it.
It's a nice little snippet to inflict on your friends if you want them to know what you've been doing.
Yeah. Begin today with a question. I love beginning with the question. It gets all of you awake. It gets you feeling into potentials and possibilities. Is enlightenment something that you choose or something that you accept?
I think I have to accept it first. Huh. And then choose.
Being a human, I like the choice part.
You like the choice
part. Because it's something
part.
I can do.
I think I accepted it before I came this lifetime, and then my human chose to follow through.
I think it's both.
For me, I think accept.
First, I thought, well, choice, of course. And then I thought, well, both, naturally. And then I thought, well, no, it's acceptance.
I'm going to really go out on a limb here and just say both.
And now the dumbest answer? It is both. Enlightenment came first. The whole path to enlightenment, and ultimately the acceptance came first. Then at an interesting point, you chose it. The human chose it. You could almost hear the soul laughing, a sweet laughter, saying, it was already happening. You're just finally acknowledging it and validating it. You, as a human now, are no longer resisting and struggling. You're finally accepting something that was happening anyway. Okay, four main points today. Everything goes through its evolutions, its cycles. Everything from you to nature to what we would call time and experience. The soul goes through its evolutions. The human, much more so than the soul, the human goes through a series of cycles and tends to get stuck in its patterns. Sooner or later, it's got to break out. Nothing can stay the same forever other than consciousness. Mm-hmm. Other than consciousness, everything else changes. But we have this planet. This planet has been evolving for millions and millions and millions of years. And we have human biology, we have nature, we have thought and everything else. They get into patterns. Patterns are wonderful in a way because you get very familiar with the energies, with the experience. But patterns also have a way of holding you in. At a certain point, there's enough consciousness, there's enough acceptance that suddenly all the patterns start dismantling. They start falling away. First on a very personal level within you, and then later on a very global level. And that's what's happening right now. This planet became newing rather than renewing. That means that consciousness, desire, and passion reached a certain point on this planet, never ever done before, that from henceforth, everything will have to be new. Everything changes now. Instead of renewing, it's going to set out on a path for new. It may go through a few more renewals before it comes to new. It may destruct before it comes to new, but everything goes to new. Watch the people you know as they try to stay in pattern. Watch the people you know as their lives are affected by something. Because in new, what happens is that, if I had my drawing board, I'd draw this out. But in new.
You want to?
Point number two, the physics of change. So this is light coming from the other realms to this planet. This is a stream of light. I'm talking here about the physics of change, so you understand kind of what's happening. And along the way, the light attracts energy, which comes in pluses, let's just say pluses and minuses, and they align along the rays of this light. So this light is coming into reality. Energy is being brought in. Energy is collecting along the lines of light, and it's assembling itself based on the consciousness and the level of acceptance, which is brought forth by choice, which is really just saying, okay, whatever, which is brought forth by choice. And then all these energies lined up and reality is created. At times, these pluses and minuses flowing along the stream of light will kind of readjust themselves. They've realized they've gotten too clustered, too cluttered, too clumped together. So at times they kind of repattern and trying to get themselves into balance. Energy seeks resolution. Energy doesn't want to be stuck in patterns. So sooner or later, how do we get that all off of there?
Okay, touch this.
New page,
right there.
So good. See how that disappeared? Sooner or later, it all blows up and goes away. And what we have is still that stream of light coming in. Light is basically a ray of consciousness, so that's not going to change. Well, we have this stream of light coming in, and what do? We go back to energy that is actually together. We've got pluses and minuses in a sphere of consciousness. They've been brought together. That's new. So new means totally different. And it's really freaky to your body and mind. Mm. It doesn't understand. It's used to centuries, eons, millions of years of pluses and minuses. And now suddenly there is basically unity energy, singular energy, masculine and feminine brought together, plus and minus, now the same, where you can't tell the difference anymore between them. That's new. The thing that gets in your way more than anything else is you.
Ooh.
I mean, you knew that. But I wanted to state it here as my point number three. The thing that gets in the way more than anything else is you. That's why I began with the question, the simple question, enlightenment. Are you accepting it or are you choosing it? You think you have to effort enlightenment in your life. And I'm going to ask you something right now. Tough one. Are you willing to give up the human-centered, mind-focused backup plan?
Mm.
Go forth and enjoy life. Do something that you've always wanted to do. Break out into new. But stop trying to plan and plot this whole thing. It's going to happen anyway. Now, for point number four. With everything we've talked about today, everything about changes, everything about things going new, everything about, is enlightenment something you choose or something you accept? With all of this, point number four, don't hurry. Don't be in such a hurry. There's no rush for this. There's one factor that plays into it, but there's one factor. It's between here and death. I say, well, I want to have this before I die. But let's go new on that. Let's go totally new. What if it's so out of the box? So different than the old cycle of life and death that it absolutely doesn't matter anymore. Don't be in such a hurry. Because you, the human, is not doing it anyway. It's not your responsibility. Never was. Right now, the I am that you are is asking you to just live, be in passion, enjoy this whole experience of enlightenment, of new. It's not going to let you skip over the most beautiful experience that you've ever had while in human form. The soul, the I am, is going to say to you, I want to experience through you, I want to experience coming into new, coming into enlightenment and realization. So slow down so we can experience this together. The I am is saying, you know, it's kind of like sitting outdoors on a beautiful summer night, feeling the amazing energy of the cosmos, just like sitting down and doing that together, rather than you, dear human, thinking that you're having to make all of it work and it's going to fall apart without you, rather than you thinking that your thoughts making those shooting stars go across the sky. I am saying, just let's sit here together. You and I, human, I am, and enjoy the profound beauty of our creation. There's no hurrying. You can't hurry the night sky, trying to make it into morning. Can't hurry the natural movements of consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Wow. Jeez. Thank you.
Oh, one more moment.
Yes.
When we were at the Threshold in Sparkling Hills, our beautiful, wonderful host, Tammy O'Reilly, had a birthday present to deliver to me. And she picked out a birthday present that she knew would not only please me because of its glitter and jewels, but that it would probably please Adamus too. And so she said, you know, you guys just don't have anything classy enough for Adamus. So here we have it now. See, two Swarovski crystal, beverage tumblers.
Very
did she do well
fitting,
or what?
Very fitting for Adamus and Linda.
Yeah.
For me, I don't know. It's actually really quite beautiful.
So thank you, Tammy. Here they are, where they belong.
And speaking of Canada, that's where we were last month for the Threshold at the beautiful Sparkling Hill Resort. We had a great group there, beautiful time. Actually, I don't have any pictures because we just got back and haven't had a chance to collect them all. But we had a great time. So just imagine people having a lot of fun, going through some really intense days with Adamus, but in the afternoon going to the spa. So one day, Linda and I were swimming outside in the heated pool. And it was snowing. It was so cool. But Threshold is great.
I think it's interesting that part of the reason is I had some photos, but none of the attendees were, composed enough to send any pictures yet.
They're still recovering.
They're still integrating pressure.
And for the attendees, we do have a lot of photos that Linda shot. I'm going to be turning those into kind of a slide program thing. We'll upload it on video or on YouTube and send you the link when we get it done. But it was amazing. So now that brings us to the upcoming events.
Oh, my God. Where are we going? Let's see. We've had how much snow now? And, like, it got kind of cold. And
we got home
like
the other
icy
night.
And you had to tow me out of the driveway.
No, I'm not exaggerating. Snow was that high in places where the snowplow had piled it up. I'm like, what? Linda, we have to get out of here. I'm getting so tired of the winter. We got to go to Hawaii.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So we're going to be doing the Bon Adventure, we still have a couple places open.
We do have a couple.
If at suddenly the last minute you say, I just got to go to the Big Island in Hawaii.
You're tired of snow.
Be with Adamus and Chambra. And we're going to have daily sessions in the morning. Afternoons are free to go snorkeling with the dolphins. Go over to the volcano. I understand right now there's a lot of lava coming down. It's an amazing
You can do
island.
Helicopter tours right over the volcano, and you can see the lava flows. It's a really crazy place if you want to go there. They have some of the most incredible observatories in the world, way up high, because I think the highest point on the Big Island is almost 14,000 feet above sea level.
Yeah.
So it's supposed to be, we haven't spent any time on that island. We've just heard a lot, and we did check it out, and it looks exciting.
Yeah. So if you're interested, we do have a couple of spaces open.
We do.
In May, we're off to Italy.
Oh, no, suffering. Leather shopping?
first doing the threshold event right out in the Siena area, yeah. Tuscany area. That sold out. But we still have some places left for the amazing Amyo retreat. This would be our third year of doing it. We're doing it at the same location because it's like the good life, good food, good wine, good, beautiful
Easy,
setting.
Easy, graceful place.
Really, really,
really
nice.
Really good deals on designer leather.
We'll be there with the live music of Yoham. So if you're here, if you're in Europe, you're anywhere, come on over for the Amyo retreat. Okay, in June, off to Germany. This will be our first time ever doing a Shoud outside of Colorado. First time ever. So it is sold out. Unfortunately, we have a waiting list of, 175 people.
No, it's more than sold out. The space holds almost 275 people, and there's 275 people and 175 on the waiting list.
Yeah.
So it's sold out.
And for those of you here, for those of you who aren't going to be there, it'll start at actually 5 o'clock Munich time with our, what we call Jeff and Linda show. It'll start then, go for an hour. The channel with Adamus starts at 6:30 p.m. Munich time. So we'll be posting that for those of you who are back here.
It's a 7-hour time difference.
Yeah. Depending on some factors, which I'll talk about in a minute, we may open a studio if you want to come here and watch the people over in Germany and us, you know, from there. So it'll still be Shoud Day, but you'll be here.
Okay, staff, did you hear this bomb he just launched?
Mom. But there's some factors that could influence it. Following that is a day with Adamus, and again, that is sold out. We don't know what's going to happen. It's just a day with Adamus and Yoham, of course, with the live music. So that's June, and that takes us into summer, where we have our Summer at the Studio events. We have a number of events that we're going to talk about right now that are going to be taking place here. Registration is not yet open for it, but it will be open on April 11th after we do the angel notice. So,
staff, did you hear that?
I love plenty of time. Okay.
They have to take notes during these meetings.
The first thing is, the staff never knows about all this.
Yeah.
July 8th through 10th. Here at the studio, live audience only. This won't be online, just live audience. The Embodied Consciousness Workshop, very intense, very amazing in every way. It's a combination of bringing the light into the body, but Adamus does quite a few other things as well. It's very kind of interactive and personal with him on that.
Oh, it's really... It keeps evolving, too, and it gets deeper and deeper every time, and it's getting more and more interactive.
Yeah. So that is July 8th through the 10th. July 22nd through the 24th, we're going to be doing...
Oh, you took a week off. What were you thinking?
You know, that was just, I got other things to do. We're going to be doing a live webcast of Dreamwalker Birth. Now, these will be the sessions that were recorded with Adamus a number of years ago. So we'll be playing the videos. There are some new channels from Adamus that will be playing also. You can be here if you want in the live audience. We'll be webcasting this also. It's the first time ever that Dreamwalker Birth is being webcast. So it'll be kind of a special time. And there will also be some additional live channels with Adamus. So that is July 22nd through the 24th. One little note on that to the guys. Dreamwalker Birth isn't just about, you know, being pregnant and delivering babies. It gives
really?
It's like...
Really? Because I'm glad Adamus has got more to say.
It actually provides an amazing insight into the whole process of birthing. And it, just like Dreamwalker Death isn't about dying, it gives you insights about the death process.
The journey.
The change, you know, the perspective. Here he talks about birth, and it's he really goes into a lot of details, the whole process that occurs beforehand.
It's not what I expected.
No.
And it's, I would say, it's a little rougher than I expected in terms of how you can get here.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So it's certainly valuable to know what you probably did when you decided to get here.
It does. It gives you a perspective of how you got here. And but it also gives amazing perspective of just that, I don't want to go into too much detail, but the process, both conscious and unconscious, and then what happens really in the first year after birth. And most people think that, oh, you know, life starts at, you know, at conception or birth. And Adamus blows that right out of the water and says, you know, life really doesn't start for a new one until sometimes a year, two, three, 4 years after the physical body is actually born.
And like the angels just don't pick you up out of the clouds and just float you into that life that you're going to. It's much more interesting than that.
Yeah. So we are going to be doing the live webcast on July 22nd through the 24th. Then after that, we're bringing back the channeling workshop. We haven't done that in about 4 or 5 years, and we've never done it locally. It's always been overseas. But this is a 3-day class. The first thing we do is really teach you how to feel, how to sense. It's the very first thing that Tobias ever taught me long before I was ever channeling. He had to teach me how to feel energy. It's actually not that hard, but you know, if you don't understand how it's done, it can be tough. So we talk about how to feel, and then we actually get into channeling. Everybody channels. We start at very rudimentary levels and then work our way up over 3 days. We are going to limit this to 32 people. We'll be doing it here at the studio, and that's July 29th through the 31st. It's pretty amazing. It's very experiential. You are really encouraged to channel.
People discover different things and you know, and they reach different places with it, and that's what I like about it, because it's a very, ultimately your experience is very personal.
We've had some people that kind of maybe wanted to channel but didn't think they could get beyond the mind, and it's amazing after the proper preparation and once they allowed it to start coming out how it really moved on.
Yeah.
So I'm looking forward to that. I'm really looking forward to.
And we enjoy doing it. We really enjoy hosting it.
Yeah, and then here at the studio also, August 11th through the 14th, live audience only, is the threshold. We do limit that to 24 people.
Plus staff.
Plus
so
staff.
Just if you're at all interested in threshold, when it comes out, it rarely gets past the angels before it sells out. So keep an eye on that one.
And you might notice in the graphic, I did put back in the original dragons. At the request of the people that were up in Canada at the last threshold, they said, you really need to warn people, put those dragons at the door. So
okay.
They're back. Okay. All right. That's it for the upcoming events. And now it's time for Shambra News. The latest, the greatest, the best. Okay. Couple of things. First of all, you get all the news you need to know in the amazing Shambra magazine, award-winning too, if you didn't know. But Every month right before the
Wait a minute. Does that mean that like Adamus awarded himself something from it?
Oh, no.
You did.
I did.
Oh, you did. Got it.
Because actually it's, you know, it's really hard to put out a monthly newsletter or magazine. You know, it's real exciting at first and then everybody gets bored with it. But this has been going for, I don't know how many years now. And we actually have so much fun working on it. It's also really good for the staff because we put it out a couple of days before the Shoud. Usually Linda and I have just come home off the road, and then there's this scrambling. It's not just the magazine, but it's putting together all the products and the events and everything that we come out with, writing the articles and everything. So it's a mad scramble right after we get home. And then we're always amazed when we release it. There's such good energy, beautiful energy in every page, as it says. Okay, so make sure to read it just when we purposely set it out a little late this
month. It has lots of information, and it always has all the teacher class listings. It talks about upcoming events. It's always a plethora of whatever's currently going on.
And the big news in the magazine this month, and I guess here at the Shoud on stage, is our Pledge to Expand fundraising drive. Woo!
Nice, like David.
Woo! And, you know, it's kind of interesting. We have an opportunity right now to expand our studio space. Up until recently, there's been somebody right next door. And as we were telling the audience here before we went on the air, for some reason, they decided to move to the end of the building. You know, all the spaces are pretty much the same. They just decided to move. So the space next door has become available. And it's a beautiful opportunity for us to make this even a better connection center. I mean, ever since we started this, we've been here now
2 years.
2 years. Ever since we've had this, it's made a profound difference in what we've been able to do. Not only just easier that we don't have to set up and tear down equipment every month, but our energy is in here, and we're able to come in, on a moment's notice to record something, to put things out to Chambra. We have meetings and gatherings in here. It's really been an amazing space, but it's always been a little too small.
You know, I want to add to the fact that it's no coincidence that when we took on this studio space, that without a doubt, without a hesitation in a split second, Jeff immediately started calling it the Crimson Circle Connection Center. Not the studio, the connection center. And that's what it is, because when we come here, we, and I mean all over the world, are able to gather and to come together in a most amazing way. We were never really able to do this before we had the studio. We didn't know what it would be like to have a studio, but we've been really taken by what it's created and the energy that's created with it. Right now, the odds are that there's people listening in from how many countries, 50, 60 countries
yeah, yeah.
at least, all over the world. And this studio lets us maintain that space, that energy, and as Jeff said, come in at any time and create things that allow us all to connect. It is truly a connection center. And again, Jeff is the dreamer. When we first saw it, we thought, oh, we don't need a place quite this big. He goes, yes, we do. And we're like, okay, yes, we do. And so then when the new space came open, he said, we need more breathing room. And we're like, are you sure? And he's like, yes, we do. So with that, you know, there's that sense, that feeling that it's time to expand. You know, it's what Adamus talks about. So it's kind of funny that we're using that term when it's exactly what we're all about, all of us. It's about expanding.
So what we're doing, actually, now that the space is available, but before we commit to it, before we sign a lease, because it's a five-year lease and it's a little pricey, what we're going to do is as a pledge drive. It goes from March 31st, so we kicked it off Thursday afternoon, our time here in Colorado. And you can pledge. You don't pay right away, but just pledge. Give us an idea if we're going to have enough money to do this. Pledge $44, $99, $250, or whatever you'd like.
Anyhow.
It can be $11. It can be $22. It could be $22 million. Yeah. If you want, we'll be a little suspicious of that one when we see it. But if you pledge $250 or more, it'll qualify you for a raffle for a personal session with Adamus which he's never done
health
before.
Health freezes over before Adamus' personal session. So this is a really big... Did Adamus...
I had to go to the Ascended Masters Club. They wouldn't let me in the door. But I had to knock on the door, you know, ask Adamus to come out for a minute and talk to him. I said, would you please do this, you know, as part of our fundraising, our pledge drive. And he was actually very happy to do it. If you pledge 250 or more, you get in the raffle for a personal session with Adamus. If you don't live here, we'll do it on Skype. If you live here, we'll do it here in the studio. Why not? Okay, so this is a really big deal for us. It gives us a chance to expand this connection center. It gives us a chance to do so many things. If you do pledge now, what we'll do is make our final decision no later than the end of April, go or no go with the new space. If you pledge now, then, and if we go ahead, then we'll send you an email and say thank you for your pledge and here's how you make that final payment. Our goal is $200,000. It's very, very expensive to do build-outs and that type of thing. This is about the cost of the build-out. It does not include the rent payment, the monthly lease. It's just the facility build-out and all the costs that go with it. 100% of the costs will go to the build-out, and if we go above our $200,000 goal, any excess would be used to help pay for the monthly rent. You can make your pledge here today if you're at the studio. We do have operators standing by to take your pledge. Bonnie and Michelle would be happy to do it. You can just do it online. Just choose an amount and nothing is due right away. If you are online, think about this. You just scroll up a little bit on your browser, on the page you're on right now, the live webcast.
Any browser? Just Safari?
Any browser. If you are watching this, if you scroll up just a little bit, you could still kind of see our heads from about, well, not Linda's, a little bit of my head as you scroll up. And there's a link there and a pledge logo. All right, scroll back down so you can see Linda. Okay, now scroll back up and see, make your pledge. You know, it's a beautiful time for Chumber to come together as a family, as a community that we are. This studio here, which has been amazing, is the house that Chumber built. It was because of the amazing donations we got back 3 years
ago. Never imagined.
$255,000 allowed us to build this. So we appreciate it, and we appreciate those of you who have already made pledges. As a matter of fact, it's get on the right page. Just a kind of a quick schedule. If we go forward, we'll have our city permitting by the end of the month. We already have the architectural drawings into the city because it takes a while to get the permits. But if we don't go forward, we just don't do it. General contractor will come in May and make a lot of noise and dust and everything else, ripping the part of place, putting up new walls. We'll come in.
That's coincidentally while we'll be in Munich and Tuscany.
Yeah, duh.
So is the timing of it is just like you couldn't have planned this.
We'll come in June to do the carpet, the painting, all the millwork, the furnishings, the special lighting and other things that we're going to do. And then hopefully, we'll have our grand opening at the July 2nd Shoud, hopefully. We'll know in advance and let you know. If we don't do it at the July 2nd Shoud, we'll be doing it at the August 6th Shoud. So sometime this summer, if we go forward with it, if everybody's willing to put forth. And you and I kicked off the whole thing with our own donation to it. So, and I know a lot of the staff has. So.
And I want to mention that Jeff was just like a little kid because he was at his computer and something was showing him that people were responding to it almost 2 minutes after the newsletter went out.
He said, I don't even know how people had the time to read the magazine and then submit their pledge.
Like a little kid.
Like literally minutes after the magazine was released, you know, it all goes at once. I hadn't even gotten it in my mailbox yet and pledges were coming in. How does this happen?
He was almost in tears.
Yeah.
There were some beautiful pledges, too.
Beautiful pledges. We opened it actually at 5 o'clock p.m. on Thursday, which was March 31st here in the States. The pledge drive began, and 433 Chambra have made pledges since then, which is pretty amazing, for a total from now until then, less than 48 hours, for a total so far of $54,571. Yeah. Woo.
See?
Woo. So in less than 2 days, we're 25% of our goal, which is really, really amazing. So,
really touching.
We have a lot of days to go, but of course the momentum is always right at the front and at the end. But and there's no pressure, as Adama said.
No, none, except Jeff will cry if this doesn't work out.
And by the way, you have the option to put your name listed on the Pledge Drive page or not if you don't want it listed. But it's so beautiful to read down through all those names. And Michelle's still adding them up as we go, the hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of names. So anyway, it'd be kind of a dream come true. And it'd truly make this a beautiful, even more beautiful chamber space.
Again, more ability and a more comfortable space to keep doing more that we can broadcast.
So, thank you, everybody who's already pledged. And together, you know, we can really expand together.
It's amazing.
Okay. Cool.
Next.
It's always exciting to have these things. It's like, go on to the next level. Okay. Also, just to let you know, Keyhawk 6 starts in July. Registration is now open for it. We begin, I think it's actually on July 1st with our kickoff session, and then it goes for a full year. It's a one-year program with Adamus. There are two sessions per month, and you can go back at any time, listen to the sessions. They're in the House of Keyhawk Ning site. There's also the monthly Living in Keyhawk program with Linda and Doug. It's really gotten to be really popular, maybe more popular than Adamus.
I don't think so.
You have full access to the House of Keyhawk social media site, unlimited access to the audio recordings, and there are translations in Spanish.
And Keyhawk is, again, so many of you heard, it's very special. It's done over the Internet, and you listen to it from your computer, experience it, and everyone has what they claim. I mean, this is the feedback we get, that each time the material is heard, it's a very personal experience for everyone, and that's what people seem to like and stay connected to. And I know there are a lot of Keyhawkers in this room. Mm-hmm. How many of you are in Keyhawk? Yeah.
Quite a few, yeah. Actually, up in Kelowna Threshold, I would say about 92% were in Keyhawk. So it's really a very special program, and Linda and I love doing it. We do it from all over the world, so it has that kind of the infusion of Chamber energy from everywhere.
And it's the ongoing basis that people seem really connected to.
So if you're interested, you do have until, I think it's the middle of May, to sign up at any time. You can make payments along the way, so the whole thing isn't due at once.
I think you can sign up almost to the last minute.
Sure. Yeah. But if you sign up now, there's
payment plans.
Payments,
well, you can pay it out if you don't want to pay it all at once.
Okay.
Okay.
Next big thing, actually, this is really amazing. This is now on the cloud class. But we just launched the new Master's Life Part 2 the other day. Had it become available. And if you're familiar with Master's Life Part 1, it's very powerful is not a good word. But
very popular.
Was popular, but it's very intense. And we've actually had people asking for quite a while, when is Part 2 going to come out? When's that next session? So we actually filmed it here in late January, and then we waited to release it because there was quite a bit of post-production work on the video. Very experiential. It's very, very different than the first one. So it's not like just continuing on. He took a total different turn on it. There's some, I actually was viewing it when we were up in Canada. I had to approve the final drafts, and it was like just stunning, the material. Anyway, there's four very deep sessions. You have 90 days access to the video on the cloud class. And this time, because the music plays such an integral part of it, you can download all the music tracks. It's, I guess, almost 4 hours worth of beautiful music that was used in this. So you can download that. It's $195. So just a few of the comments that have come back just in the few days since we released this from people. And my own comment about it is that it was really one of the deepest things Adamus has ever done. I believe we have some footage to show, so you can take a look at clips from the Master's Life Part 2. on the master's door. He got up out of his comfortable chair near the fireplace, walked over. Master opened the door, and in came Martina. Middle-aged woman, went by the name of Marty, even though her real name was Martina. The master said, "Marty, what brings you here at this late hour?" Marty said, "I can't take it anymore. I've worked on everything so hard, Master. I feel I'm going out of my mind." The master knew that this was a place where nearly all students come to on the path. They just can't handle it anymore. As a matter of fact, that's a beautiful sign. Because the human tries to handle everything. They try to manage everything. They try to control everything. And in the allowing of enlightenment, you realize there's nothing to control. There's nothing to handle anymore. The human will reject that idea. They'll fight it. Because the human feels that in order to stay alive, in order to have an identity, they have to work at everything. This is so ingrained into humans that they can't even imagine that things can actually work out by themselves. Master was very comfortable that this was the right time and place for Marty. The master also realized and understood how much she was hurting, how much she was frustrated with life and herself. The master understood that this was tearing her apart, and he knew the misery that this was causing in every part of her. But he also knew that it was the greatest moment in her life, right here, right now, in that fear and terror. So he took another deep breath. And he said, "Marty, where are you right now?" The master knew this was the beautiful time to light a single candle on the table in front of he and Marty. So just with the breath and just with the desire or the choice, the candle was lit. Didn't even take the master having to pull out a lighter, do anything suddenly. The candle was lit. The master said, "Marty, I exist. It's like the flame of this candle. It's the light in the darkness. Feel into this, Marty. I exist. It's dark all around us now in the room, except for this single candle. This single candle is like consciousness itself. Except it's eternal. It can never be extinguished. I exist, Marty. Feel into the flame of this candle. This is consciousness. This is where you come to just experience. Take a good deep breath. Now it's for you. For you to be here." I suddenly realized, I am here. And it illuminates, it brings to life, you could say, brings to consciousness the essence, the experience, consciousness, represented by that single candle. And then it starts expanding without effort. There's another flame, and another flame. And they just keep expanding, more flames, more of these candles, symbols of your consciousness. And in this is such a sense of freedom, liberation, because it is the true nature of consciousness to be in many states of awareness, to be in many experiences. And then there's a movement. That movement is the light or the radiance of consciousness now expanding. These rays of light go forth. As they do, they attract this thing called energy. And this creates a feeling of movement, of flow. From a human perspective, it's actually a time-space moving through you, coming to you, serving you. That's the light or the radiance of consciousness. Present life, your past lives, your future experiences, all in this experience. I am here. I exist. I am here.
Chance to imagine the beauty of this episode of Master's Life.
Oh, it's just tremendous, the depth of it. But anyway, it's now available on the Cloud Class, 90 days access, and the free download of all the music that was used in this.
I just want the music. No, I'm kidding, but I'm just saying it. Like, that's wow, you get the music too.
And
that's so nice that we can do that.
Speaking of music, before we take a break, Amir Yacoby, which most of you know, he's with the band Yoham, just came out with a really beautiful, beautiful CD called Wilderness of the Soul. It's available. There are five magical tracks. It's available for $12 as an MP3 download on the Crimson Circle website. And when Linda and I first heard it, we just said, this is absolutely exquisite. I've got just a very short track to play.
I would not have expected when he showed up with this. He's obviously been doing some very different directions.
Such a beautiful creation. So it is available now on the Crimson Circle website, Wilderness of the Soul.
Congratulations to Amir.
Yeah, really, yeah. I was just blown away. So it's time for a break. It's time to have some of that great chocolate that's
chocolate
in the back.
Chocolate up, get ready for a Adama.
Use the restrooms. And we do want to say thank you to everyone who makes this possible.
Thank you.
The Crimson Circle angels, the teachers, the translators, the website hosts, and everybody. It's really a global community, and we thank all of you.
And speaking of translators, and a special acknowledgement to Billy
in
the back doing
the
translation in Spanish real time. Thanks, Billy.
Okay, we'll see you back here in 27 minutes.
Thank you.
Thank you.